And amid all the election news, let's get to some economic news right now. Crude oil prices back up a little bit today to $78 a barrel after dropping yesterday to their lowest level in 3 years. This comes after Saudi Arabia announced on Monday it would lower the price of oil that it sells to the U.S. amid these very low prices. Jordan Weissman is a senior business and economics correspondent at Slate. He's with us from New York. Jordan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to get to oil prices. There are a lot of interesting threads to talk about. But before we do that, there is an interesting election oil related story, and that is with Republicans gaining control of the Senate, it now appears there may be enough votes to support construction of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Is that the case?
Yeah, you know, there might be enough votes to get something passed through the Senate. I think that, you know, politically, that's important from an you can argue it's environmentally important from an economic perspective. Keystone's actually always never been a huge deal. You know, it's going to bring down oil from Canada to refineries in the Gulf Coast. It probably won't change gas prices. You know, it's not a giant amount of oil in the scheme of the world. It's more just stopping that pipeline is in part of an environmental approach by environmental activists, where they kind of wanted to make it harder to invest in big infrastructure projects for fossil fuels. So it might be a blow to them, but I don't think it'll make a big difference in, say, the price of gas.
Well, and gas prices have already come down to pretty low levels, at least relatively, and oil prices, as we said, dropping down to $77 a barrel yesterday. They were $100 a barrel just a few months ago in July. We've talked about the reasons for this: weaker demand in Europe, some worries about China, and a boost in production. But what about this news that Saudi Arabia cut the price of oil that it sells to the U.S.? What's going on there?
So Saudi Arabia is trying to essentially defend its market share. They're looking at a world of possibly declining demand with the slowdown in Asia happening, also with rising supply with the United States oil boom. You know, we are now the world's largest producer. They are worried about their position. They are traditionally they've in the past been the biggest producer and the most powerful producer. In the 80s, one thing they did when they were kind of worried was they actually cut production to jack up prices, and they lost a bunch of market share. It was actually very bad for their budget and their economy. So now they're fighting to maybe fend off some of these shale oil producers in the U.S. by cutting their price, maybe bringing down the price of oil low enough that it won't necessarily be profitable for some of these drillers out in Texas and North Dakota to keep producing crude.
Will that work? Is it likely that they're going to cut production in the U.S.?
I'm pretty skeptical of that. There are a lot of people who think you'd have to drop oil. I mean, there's some people who think that there is some U.S. oil that's not profitable at $80 a barrel, $75 a barrel, where we already are. Other people have said that other analysts have suggested that you'd have to go down by almost another $20 to make a big dent in U.S. crude production at this point. I feel like chances are you're not going to see the oil wells cease production in Williston, North Dakota, suddenly cease production because of all this.
Jordan, before we let you go, just a few seconds here, but one interesting side story here is that electricity prices in parts of the country are supposed to spike 30 to 50%. How can that be with the energy falling price-wise?
I'm sorry. Could you just repeat that really quickly?
Yeah. Well, actually, we've got to run. But what I was saying was electricity prices in parts of the country are supposed to spike a little
bit.
Very
quickly, electricity prices aren't really that attached to oil. We don't use oil to power our electricity plants. It's mostly coal, natural gas, things along those lines. So that's why oil is a totally different story.
Okay. Jordan Weissman, senior business and economics correspondent at Slate. Thanks so much.
No problem.